Welcome to everyone. As you see, I'm still with same omen. I have not changed my mind yet. So I'm going to read. So, today she's saying, can you hear? It's okay. This side? Papaya re piu ki bani na bol. Suni paveli birahni re thari. Rakheli paank marod. चोंच कटाऊं पपैया रे ऊपर काखुर लून पिव मेरा मैं पिव की रे तू पिव कहे सुकून थारा शबद सुहावण रे जो पिव मेला आज चोंच मढ़ाऊं थारी सोवनी रे तू मेरे सिरताज प्रीतम को पतियां लिखूं रे कागा तू ले जा ले जाए जाई प्रीतम जासू यू कहे रे थोरी बिरहण धान न खाए मीरा दासी व्याकुली रे प्यू प्यू करत बिहाय बेग मिलो प्रभु अंतर्यामी तुम बिन रहो न जाए. So today, she is in, like, many times when you wait for something, for somebody, especially your beloved, and beloved has not come, so you are not in a appropriate mood, you know, like you really little, like, fiery, you know, like, it's not that you start speaking something, but if something happens, like somebody says something, suddenly, like you really throw everything, you know, like all your feelings. So she is in that kind of mood, and actually a bird, you know, bird doesn't know that Meera is in a bad mood, so she spoke pew. The bird said pew, and you know, this really made Meera to, you know, like, you know, throw all her what she was keeping in, you know, to the bird, and now she's saying to bird that again if you said pew to bird, you know, I will, you know, tear off your wings, you know, kind of. Like, don't say pew, you know, because I'm already feeling so much fever with, like, without having my beloved, and you are, like, by speaking, you are reminding me my beloved. And then she's saying that, you know, even if you don't listen, I will cut your, you know, mouth? Big, yeah, and then put some salt on it, you know, like to make, you know, to feel you, like to make you feel, you know, how I am feeling without my husband. And then, piu mera mai piu ki re tu piu kahe sukoon, like, you know, piu is mine, my beloved is my beloved, and why you are taking name of my beloved. How can you dare to kind of, you know, take that name from your mouth? Pew, yeah. Pew. that means velvet, you know, few means velvet. And now she's saying, Thara Sabad Suhavan Re Jo Pyu Mela Aaj. And she's saying, like, if by any chance, you know, because you have reminded me and my pew, my velvet comes, then how I will behave with you? She's saying that I will, you know, in your, what is beak? Beak, yeah. In your beak, you know, I will cover your beak with gold. And and you will be really, like, very dear to me. Like, if my beloved comes, then I will put gold around your beak, and you really will be very dear to me. And I will write a letter to my beloved, and if you can bring that letter to him, and also if you can say to him that I am not eating, you know, I left eating because you have not come. Meera Dasi Vyakuli Re Pyu Pyu Karat Bihai. Meera, she's saying that I'm really feeling like in my heart only pew pew, you know, only my beloved, and I will like, you know, if you come soon, because I don't feel it possible that I can live without you. Like, you know, this is so strong that it doesn't feel that I will be able to live without you. Second poem is actually, I think we all experience this, what she's saying. Like when you decide to come to a meditation retreat, then of course, like in your family, mother and, you know, like close family, you know, asks where are you going and what will you be doing there. And then say, they say, you know, if you are little nuts, kind of, you know, in that kind of, like, they smile, but smile is, you know, is that kind of smile. And somehow her husband, like, she was married to some person, and her husband is doing that to her, like, you know, he's saying, you know, why, what are you doing, you know, what are you up to? Like, if you can tell, you know, if this is a study, or, like, I think, you know, you, all of you face these kind of questions, you know, people ask, you know, what are you studying in India? And then you say, no, I'm not studying, I'm going, like, from one place to another place, and actually, you know, it's not any academic knowledge I'm getting. And they don't understand, you know, like, why you are spending your time, because somehow they are not, like, they don't have same disease somehow, like, so they don't understand. So something like that is, like, actually there is no, as long as we don't have same disease, we cannot convey our messages, like, you know, like, I will say something and, you know, you will say something, family will understand something, you know, family will understand, you know, this person needs to go to psychiatrist or something like to hospital, this kind of thinking always. And in this kind of situation, Meera is saying that Rana is the name of her husband, and she's saying, like, very, very, and another thing happens that with this kind of situation, you know, like something, you really want to be honest. You don't kind of lie to your family, you know, you say, you know, I'm just wondering, and you don't feel bad about it, actually, because it's coming from your inside. And then, so similar thing is happening to her. She's saying that, Rana ji, main to Gobind gun gaana. So generally, like a wife, even if she falls in love with, you know, someone, she will not tell her, like, you know, in the beginning, she will not tell her husband. But Meera is, like, being very honest and saying, listen, my husband, Rana, I fall in love with Krishna, with my beloved. And I really want to speak only about him, not about you. Charana mitko nem hamare nit ut darshan jasya. And I feel like visiting him every day, every morning. And this is what I do. I visit him every morning. Hari mandir mein nirat karasya ghungharia dhamkasya. And like wherever my velvet is, I feel that that place, like a temple, you know, like not with bad feeling, like church, you know, like if you feel good in church, because these days many people don't feel good in church, so not this kind of, like when you have been feeling very good in church. So she's saying, like, visiting my beloved, I feel this very, very good feeling, you know, that is like a kind of temple kind of feeling. Ram naam ka jhaj chalaya bhav sagar tar jasya. And like my being is always pulsing with the name of my beloved. Like, you know, she's saying that my mouth is not doing that, but my being always is pulsing with the name of my beloved. And and I'm feeling that I have to be there, you know. I cannot be like back, like, you know, if you are saying same thing, you know, you will say, I cannot be back in my country, you know, with my family, you know, it's very difficult for me. But I can be with, like, you know, in Rishikesh, in this kind of, where there is a lot of dust, you know, there is like almost many places, they are not so clean, food is not clean, but it's still somehow like my being feels faded here, you know. It's not like, but my body maybe has some resistance, but my being feels fed, and this is why I want to be here. So she's also saying that I really want to be with my beloved because my being gets fed there. It's not like a, that I want to feed my body, you know. My body is not fed, but my being gets fed. Mira kahe Prabhu Girdhar Nagar Nirak Parak Gun Gasa. And Mira is saying that you know, like, don't feel that, you know, this relationship has grown out of blue. You know, she's saying like, you know, this is like very, very specific relationship, and there is like lot of seeing in it. You know, I'm not like kind of believing closed eyes. I really feel, I really see that this is working, this relationship is working. Not relationship doesn't mean that there was like a physical relation, because it's not like a physical relation, but still being gets fed. And don't think that this is like I'm doing it not knowingly. Somewhere I know that this is where I want to be. And she's like, Nirak Parak Gun Gasya. Like, I really see it. I really taste that. And then only I be with my beloved. So it's not like a blind kind of game, like which you think that I'm blind, you know, because for you, actually, like if you don't have interest, if you don't have fire, you know, you will not see anything, you know, like you will not see, you will not feel any kind of feeding, you know, even breastfeeding, you know, like many times it's like breastfeeding. So she's saying actually to Rana that probably I know that you will not understand me, you know, like she knows this, that her husband cannot understand because somehow there is no receptivity to the subtle, and this is why he cannot feel. So she, being very, very honest, saying that, you know, this is like this for me. And it's not like a blind faith kind of thing. I really see, I really taste, and I also know that you don't see, you don't taste. And you are right in your place. I am right in my place. You know, like we cannot communicate with each other because we don't have like same kind of receptivity. Any questions, please? And still, next one is still talking, saying to her husband, saying, Rana di te kyane rakho myasu. ये तो राणा जी मैंने इसना लागो जू ब्रच्छन में बैर महल अटारी हम सब त्यागा त्यागो थारो बसनो शहर काजल टीकी राणा हम सब त्यागा भगवी चादर पहर मीरा के प्रभु गिरधर नागर इमृत कर दियो जहर. So, Meera is saying that to her husband, don't feel enmity to me. Like, I don't feel enmity to you. I know that your limitation, and I allow you to be you, and why you are feeling enmity to me, you know, why? Like, there is no reason to feel enmity, because what she's saying, like, Eto Rana ji mane isna lago ju brachan me bair. She's saying, like, you know, this relationship has grown in me, like in plants, in trees, the flowers come, like actually. Bor is, you know, flowers of a mango tree, like they are called bor. So she's saying, like, what has come to me is not up to me, you know, it's through my being something has grown and now flowers has come, and probably after the flowers there will be fruits. So I see that I have gone through a process. And now, bor means flowers of mango tree. Like that, something has grown in me, and I don't have any control on that. You know, they have come, this feeling has come, this seeing has come, and I really cannot do anything because it's like that. My being somehow is in growth. Mahal atari ham sab tyaja tyajo tharo basno sahar. And because of this growth, and so that you don't feel enmity to me, I left like your palaces, even your city, you know, I'm not even living in your city. And still you are feeling enmity with me. You know, I really left you, and if you can also leave me alone, you know, like if you can also leave me to grow, because I left you to be yourself, and if you can also leave me to be myself. काजल टीकी राणा हम सब त्यागा भगवा चादर पहर. एंड इन दिस प्रोसेस आई लेफ्ट decorating myself. You know, the women, they decorate themselves. So she's saying, like, I left that. I don't decorate myself anymore. Rather, I cover myself with a shawl which has kind of yellow color shawl. So, Meera ke Prabhu Girdhar Nagar Imrit Kar Diyo Jahar. And Meera is saying that being in contact with my very, very inner velvet, everything transforms. You know, there is a magic happens that everything transforms, even poisonous thing becomes nectar. Like she's saying that this is the magic of being in contact with inner self, that all the negativities all are transferred into nectar, into love, into compassion. बरजी में काहू कि नाहि रहू सुनोरी सखी तुम चेतन होइ के मन की बात कहू साथ साथ संगत कर हरि सुख लेहू जग सू दूर रहू तन धन मेरो सब ही जावो भल मेरी शीश लहू मन मेरो लागो सुमरण सेती सबका में बोल सहू Meera के प्रभु हरि अविनाशी सतगुरु शरण कहूं. So she's saying that no one can stop me from being myself, you know, no one can really stop me on the way. And actually, you know, she's talking to her friends, saying that if you can listen to me, like be in contact with, like in your heart, if you listen to me, then you really feel that what I'm saying makes sense. Like if you listen from the mind, this will not make sense. She's saying, you know, you really have to be listening to your heartbeat and then listening to me. Otherwise, you know, this will not make sense. Like story is trying to tell us that, you know, like this situation, what you are going through, happens to everyone, you know, so not to freak out, kind of. It's really, she's saying that, you know, there is, there are two kind of realms, and there are people on one realm who don't understand people on the like second realm, somehow. Like even probably in your family, you know, people will not be understanding you. Do you experience this or not? So she's also saying same thing. Yeah, if you.
I'm having sort of problems interpreting what the husband means, because I kind of see it as a, like, a certain responsibility of reality. For example, if, like, I mean, I don't know if she chose it or didn't, but she's like saying, well, I don't know, I sort of feel that she's sort of going, yeah, sorry, not me. I don't have any of you, but I've got this. But I'm sort of interpreting the husband-wise as sort of like a committed responsibility that she's not wanting anymore.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And she doesn't want to deal, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, so I think, you know, she's not living like in the realm of responsibilities, you know, because it's like we know how responsibilities feel, you know. You know, there is a time that we manage with responsibilities, and then there comes, like, if you keep on having more and more on your shoulders, you know, one day you say, you know, this is enough, kind of. Like, they really, you know, they are good responsibilities, but to find some other way, if instead of feeling responsibility, you know, if you can feel love, like if you can come from the place of love, so then maybe that makes different, you know, little different. Not to be in. Like, I think the only way is to, if, like, a husband also has same kind of disease, you know, if you can.
And if the husband doesn't have,
then what to do, you know? Like, not much can be done, actually. You know, this is why she's saying, like, this is what is happening to me. It's like a flowers in a tree. You know, it's like a abundance, you know, it's like in my being some kind of abundance has happened, and then this is why this has come to me. It's not that I wished it, maybe some point I wished it, but now my being has grown and something has come, and it's not under my control. This is what basically what she's saying, you know. It's not under my control. You know, you somehow, like you live in a different world, you know, and I'm living in a different world.
What I see is that this wish of growing.
This wish of.
What I see is that this wish of growing into that direction. And so the truth is that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cannot understand.
Yeah, probably, like, you know, maybe this wish, like what you are saying, you know, this wish will be like from two places, you know, this can, like one wish can come because of like inner growth, and one wish can come because of reading, you know, because of like influence of others. So then, like that kind of wish you see in everyone, like because we read, you know, like somehow, like we read and we say that this is like the goal of life. So somewhere, like in the wishing, like in mental wishing, everyone has this. But in other wishing, maybe everyone don't have this. Like in the next one, also she's saying same thing. Like she's saying that, like, you know, whatever is happening, it's happening from my inside, and this is why no one can stop me. You know, like I cannot be stopped by anyone. And she's speaking to her friend, saying that this really you have to listen from your heart, otherwise this will not make sense, you know, because like if you are listening from the mind, you know that like mind can be, you know, you can divert mind, you know, like you know that how to divert mind, and it's very easy. And she's like saying like in one sentence that this cannot be. So she's saying like, what I'm saying, if you listen from your heart, maybe you can get a sense of it. Sadh sangat kar hari sukh leun jagasun dur rahun. And now my interest is very different interest. You know, I don't go, I don't go to beaches, I don't go to, you know, like the fun places. But my interest is to sit, you know, in a kind of lie down on marble floor and hurt my back, you know, many times. Like all those kind of, like she's saying like my interest somehow, you know, has gone like that. And sadh sangat kari hari sukh leum, and that really gives me happiness, because somewhere my being gets fed. No, it's not that. Like generally, somebody who don't have that kind of receptivity, you know, will be feeling pain. You know, to have this kind of atmosphere, you know, like it's really kind of painful. And she's saying that actually, you know, there might be pain in my body, but I feel getting fit. Tan dhan mero sabhi jao bhal meri sans lahun, sis lahun. And for what I'm being fed, Mira is saying, like for that, even I'm happy to give my body, my all money, whatever I have, and also even my life, you know. Like this is so important for me that even if I have to give my life, you know, I will happily be giving that. मन मेरो लागो सुमिरन सेती सबका मैं बोल सहू. एंड रियली मेनी पीपुल से दैट यू नो मीरा यू हैव गॉन मैड एंड आई लिसन दोज वर्ड्स लाइक मेनी पीपुल से यू नो यू आर लाइक ए यूजलेस लाइक एक्चुअली लाइक आई थिंक ऑल द पेरेंट्स यू नो एक्चुअली especially all the people who are in this hall, probably all the parents will be saying, you know, you are a useless guy, you know, you don't have any use in society. So Mira is also saying same thing, saying that I hear everyone saying that I'm a useless woman, you know, I don't have any use in society, but I don't care because what I'm being fed is so important to me that I can listen whatever people say. Meera ke Prabhu Hari Avinasi Satgur Saran Kahun. And Meera is saying that I really want to seek connection with what is, and in this process, like now is my time to be with my guru. Like, you know, that is the, like, I need to seek my connection with my own self. But in this process, in between, I am in, like, I am surrendering to my guru, I am with my guru, and that is giving me, that is feeding me. So far now I feel good about it. But maybe later when I seek this connection, even I leave my guru, you know. So she's saying like, Satguru Saran, like now I'm surrendered to my guru, but that surrender is not forever because I really want to make connection with my own guru. So in this process, this time is for my guru, but later I will be myself. If you have any questions, please. I think, you know, it's like, you know, there is a time that, like, you really want to concentrate, like, on your, like, where you are going. And then there comes a time that you really want to convey message. Like, it's not like that you are working on you, and at the same time you want to convey the message, because really you want to concentrate on one thing. And later maybe she can speak about it. She can speak to her husband about it. I got it. Yeah, she's saying like somehow she's saying like, you know, where like where I am, and somehow like I will not accept any change in me. Like this is what she's saying, no? Like really to stop the, because like if she shows any kind of wish that she can change, then of course like the, like even like, you know, with your family, if you show any sign that you might, you know, go back, then they will like try more and more. So probably this is why she's saying, you know, there is no chance, you know, I'm a useless kind of. How this poem inspires me. Like, you know, this feels like actually Meera has written, but, you know, it's coming through my heart. Like, you know, it's, there is no inspiration, but like somehow my heart is totally in it. So maybe we can sit quietly for a few more minutes.